Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepared. Just a quick comment. We're finding it very difficult to find people behind the counter that know what they're doing in the parts departments. And this is automobile parts departments, farm equipment parts departments. We're finding that the people behind the counter know less and less about more and more every day. I'm not kidding. So I just happened to look up, how much does it cost to replace the struts on a Mercedes-Benz E350? That's a mid-sized Mercedes. Up to $5,953. That's to replace the shock absorbers class on a Mercedes. It's absolutely insane. So please consider, if you've got an older vehicle, please consider keeping it, because what you're going to find out is that the cost of ownership that Rich Heben talks about all the time is getting higher and higher and higher. And people buy new cars because they don't want problems with their old ones. Their old ones are nothing compared to the problems that you're going to have with the new ones. Absolutely. You need a computer to add refrigerant to the air conditioning of a recent Mercedes-Benz. So I'm saying, like, within the last 15 years or 16 years, if you want to add Freon and to tell the air conditioning system, okay, you can work now, please. You need a computer to do that. I am not kidding. So, Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, I just want to mention a few other things about COVID-19, and I want to mention a couple of articles here in Montana on what's happening for my friends here in Montana. And the first article here is, it's not Montana yet, but it's titled, 55% of Illinois COVID-19 deaths were linked to nursing and retirement homes. Now, we've mentioned quite a few of these articles over time where these blue Democrat states are literally sacrificing their older people. And it seems to be happening mostly, if not all, in these Democrat states. Now, we talk about the people who are most susceptible, the people 75 years of age and older, people who have comorbidities, people who are obese, people who have diabetes, et cetera, heart disease. But it looks like to me, and I've paraphrased many authors who write these articles regarding that, these Democrat blue states are literally creating collateral damage for the purposes of getting the COVID-19 deaths up so there can be closures, lockdowns, et cetera. And this is why, again, at the beginning of the show, I've mentioned all the agendas behind the scenes. Remember, you've heard me say this, and I hold to it, is that the COVID-19 is 1% virus and 99% agenda-driven, and this is very scary. And speaking of COVID-19, this is an article from Tulsa. It was on OAN. Basically, to make a long story short, a group of business owners and doctors based in Tulsa, Oklahoma, announced a lawsuit against the city's mayor, city council, and the head of its health department. The suit seeks the immediate repeal of mask mandates, which the plaintiff said are harming the health of the city's residents. See, it's not just hypoxia. When you're walking around in a mask, folks, you're creating a peak the hot summer. You're creating bacteria. You know, bacteria and viruses run together. They compromise your immune system so you can get a secondary infection and another one. You know, so this is what you should read the comments on these. Exactly, and everyone should be suing the government. Great, every city in the world.
Can you hold it for just a second? I just want to put an exclamation point on what you just said. This is absolutely critical, class. What Rich Sheeben is saying is absolutely right. There are people who use these nebulizers because they have respiratory illnesses. And what they are is they're a pump, an air pump, a low-volume, high-pressure air pump, and it pumps air through a clear plastic hose into an atomizer. And a person with a respiratory illness that uses this as a treatment will inhale some kind of a liquid. Sometimes it's albuterol, sometimes it's something else. They are told by their doctor to wash that thing out after every use. Now think about that. So they use this thing for a couple of minutes, and then they're told they have to sterilize it because they put it in their mouth, and they would be rebreathing through that the bacteria that has grown because of the exhalations into the nebulizer device, the atomizer, if you will. So what Rich is saying is absolutely, positively right. And I just gave you the proof. Okay? And if you look at some of the images on the internet of people with masks, they have red faces. It looks like they went headfirst into a poison ivy patch. No kidding.
Oh.
As a result of rebreathing from their masks and the petri dish and the fungi and the bacteria that loves that moist, humid air. It's a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
Please continue, Rich. I just couldn't wait.
That's a good exclamation point, Vince. And, I mean, you see, when you go into the stores, even in Montana, you see people wearing these different, some are wearing handkerchiefs, some are sticking their shirt over their nose, some are, you know, you can't tell me that there's a different, you know, efficacy or functionality based on your mask. And it's been proven that these viruses are so small in micron size, they go through the holes anyway. This is, again, a tool to make people submissive. Now, I have a feel-good story I'd like to mention here, folks, and it's about a local proprietor, and her name is Heather Handy. Her and her husband, Jacob, own a store called Heaven's Peaks Organics. And it's here in Eureka, Montana. And this young lady stands for courage. She stands for liberty. And she really should be considered a local Montana hero because she has the guts to stand up for what's right. And this is regarding the context of our discussion regarding the masks that we're talking about right now. She was threatened to have jail time by official authorities. And I just want to make it clear that I suggested to her that I tell her story over the air, and she did not come to me. This isn't meant to be necessarily a disclaimer for her, but I just feel because she cares about her community, she cares about what's right, she cares about truth, and she cares about her family. She has three little kids. And she's, you know, her and her husband, Jacob, are very concerned about the future of America. And she should be. They should be. Because we're in uncharted territory right now with all the bought and paid for establishments at the highest level. So the official authorities threatened to put her in jail if she didn't put up this sign of mandatory masks before they enter her store. And again, this is Heaven's Peak Organics in Eureka, Montana. And, you know, I really think this lady is a hero. She's not big. She's, you know, she's healthy. She practices what she preaches with this organic store. She has a great client base. And she was, the powers that be tried to intimidate her, threaten her, shame her. All these things of conformity that I talked to you about before. And, you know, I'm going to quote from some of the information that was transacted to her from, the official authorities. And I'm going to quote from the page. There are obviously other measures not stated in the order that are available to the businesses as well. For example, call the police, call the health department, okay? Call the individual family and ask for assistance in getting them to comply. This is intimidation. This is shaming. And then it says right after this, simply stated, and I'm quoting here, I'm reading from the official authority communication that she received. Simply stated, there is no required measure for businesses to enforce the mandate imposed upon the businesses in Section 2A. Each business can choose a reasonable measure of enforcement that works best for them. The key is that the mandate, as stated in Section 2A, continues to apply to the business, so they shall, which means may or may not, require all employees, contractors, volunteers, and customers, or other members of the public to wear a face covering. You see how they take words and they make it, they change the meanings or they make it ambiguous or irrelevant, like you putting in the word shall. Okay, that's not an absolute legal term. So basically, again, I want to read the most important sentence. Simply stated, there's no required measure for businesses to enforce the mandate imposed upon the business in Section 2A. So it's so important to realize that she went through hell for her and her customers' freedom, liberty. This shows guts. They threatened putting her in jail. And she showed up with all these articles from her research showing how masks are irrelevant. And then they come back after all these threats in Montana that there's no required measure for business to enforce mandate imposed upon the business in Section 2A. And they're using words like shall, you know, which means may or may not. So for those of you who live in Northwest Montana, you know, come and visit Heather Handy, Heaven Speaks Organics in Eureka, and congratulate her for sticking up for the people, for doing the reading and research it takes, and the guts it takes to say no to lowering the bars of standards and expectations when these masks, obviously, we've given dozens of articles that show they don't do any good. If anything, they do the opposite. Now, speaking of Montana, I want to mention a couple articles here about Steve Bullock, who's running against Danes for Congress or Senate. Pardon me. And I'm trying to reach that article right now. But it's titled, the first article here is, They Can't Win If They Don't Cheat. I'm just going to read a couple of pieces from this article. And state Democrats succeed in kicking the Green Party off the ballot in Montana this week with the Supreme Court ruling that must be dropped. The decision could impact the tight U.S. Senate race between Republican Senator Steve Daines and sitting Democrat Governor Steve Bullock. Steve Bullock, I just read an article last week, folks. Basically, his brother got $15 million of funds from Montana thanks to Steve Bullock. And I'm going to mention the other article on the flip side. Folks, we need to be aware of the corruption behind the scenes by the people who are telling.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you. Well, folks, the next article is about, again, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, who's a Democrat. And I'm just going to read what this article said, because I have so many more articles I want to get to, and I'm not going to be able to do it. But it was reported, and I don't write these articles. These are all published articles in the public domain. It was reported that Steve Bullock, Governor of Montana, pitched wealthy Chinese to invest in Montana through the EB-5 visa program, which has been criticized for not producing jobs and being rampant with fraud. Now, this is why I mentioned this local hero. This lady, Heather Handy, who owns Heaven Peak Organics, you know, she barely, probably a little over 100 pounds wet, and she was threatened jail. She has three little kids. And her husband, Jacob, is a very good builder, and their livelihood was threatened by official authorities. And then, as it turns out at the very end, they admit that they don't have any legal right to require masks. And, you know, and then you have politicians like Steve Bullock giving his brother access to $15 million of Montana money, or creating visa programs with the Chinese that's been noted for fraud. You know, this is unacceptable, folks. And we need to stand up for what's right and a little common sense here. Vince, if it's okay with you, unless you have something specific you want to say, I just want to go through some more articles where there's so much and so little time. Next article, like Vince has stepped away, Hillary gave top job to Ghislaine's young nephew. Ghislaine was Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand person, and that should be, you know, unacceptable. And we can talk about all these for hours. We just don't have time. Next article, California's power grid is failing. Could it be too much reliance on solar and wind? That's part of it. It's also part of the agenda for depopulation. It's part of the agenda to make it hard on people and to collapse the middle class. Next article, poll shows Biden's lackluster standing among Latinos could be costly. Well, that's shocking because Ilhan Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, says that Latinos can no longer compete in a merit-based system. Of course Latinos aren't going to vote for Joe Biden. Next article, study, 150 times more negative news on Trump than Biden. We've talked about this many times. 93% of what is said about Donald Trump is negative. It's all the propaganda, the hoaxes, the false flags, the lies, and the gaslighting that we talk about and give examples of every week. Next article, California makes it illegal for students to skip anti-racism training. This is real stuff, folks. I'm not making it up. Next article, Iowa University instructor issues warning that not supporting Black Lives Matter is grounds for dismissal. Not making this up. University threatens to suspend students who leave a 4.5-mile COVID bubble. Not making this up stuff up. This is published in the articles in the public domain. Next article, Governor Cuomo to exempt celebrities from quarantine to attend the VMAs. I think that's the Music Awards. But, you know, if you're a celebrity, you get an exemption. See, that's called hypocrisy and double standards. We need practice what you preach laws. Next article, most prolific taxpayers will now flee California as state passes wealth tax targeting high-income earners. You know, boy, I wish I had more time. Next article, a mass exodus away from big cities on both coasts, you think? It's not just coast. It's Illinois. It's Minnesota. It's all of these blue Democrat states that are destroying supply and demand, free markets, destroying small and medium-sized businesses to create a fascist system. Where big government and big corporations watch each other's back. Next article, Facebook bans hundreds of QAnon group pages and Instagram accounts. Basically, it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, nothing matters. If you don't sell the narrative that's given to by the blue Democrat cities, by the George Soroses of the world, by the elite, then you will be banned. Bill de Blasio's wife has 14 staffers paid $2 million as New York City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Depression Marco no longer much of a problem, but mandatory evacuations have begun in parts of Texas because of the approach of Hurricane Laura, which could be a very strong hurricane when it does arrive on the Gulf Coast, probably sometime tomorrow. Jefferson County Judge Jeff Barnick says residents in that part of Texas won't exactly be jailed if they don't follow orders to evacuate, but
they just need to know that when winds are at 120 miles an hour, we're not going to be in a position to go out and assist them if they need saving.
It's day two of the Republican National Convention. First Lady Melania Trump will speak from the newly renovated White House Rose Garden, and President Trump's expected to speak sometime during the broadcast tonight as well. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Dozens of COVID-19 cases across at least seven states have now been linked to people who attended the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Health officials in South Dakota say 40 people who attended the rally have tested positive for the virus, including three residents of North Dakota, Washington, and Minnesota. Cases tied to the rally have also been confirmed in Wyoming, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. Some new travel restrictions from the CDC, as we hear from U.S. USA Radio's John Hunt.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dropped its recommendations for travelers to quarantine for 14 days upon returning from trips overseas or out of state during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC updated its guidelines on its website. Though the two-week recommendation was changed, the federal agency did caution travelers that they can still contract the novel coronavirus while traveling. The CDC continues to recommend travelers wear masks indoors, wash hands, maintain social distancing guidelines, and monitor themselves for symptoms of COVID-19. They also state that traveling does increase your risk of contacting and spreading the virus, noting that staying home is the best protection from COVID-19 for yourself and others. If you must travel, the Federal Health Agency recommends travelers to check the recommendations on government websites for their destination, as well as any places they will be passing through during their trip.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When is today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the TV
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Just a little bit of excitement here at the forum. The internet went down. And we lost connectivity to GCN, so naturally I called in on a landline. We were good. So, Rich, why do you do that? Why do you talk about these topics that cause all these problems?
Because it's called freedom of speech. It's called the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. It's called fighting for freedom and liberty and the rule of law.
Good for you. And Class, I just want you to know that when this happens, if I just disappear, it's because something happened to the connection, and Rich Sheevan will just take over. And he'll probably say, Vin, you there? You there? Okay. I guess we lost Vin. And he'll just continue with the broadcast. So if you hear that in the future, that's what happened. And I kind of expected that was what was going to happen just now.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to reconnect. But it wasn't us. We didn't do it.
You ever think, Vince, that I'm a loss for words regarding preparation?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have so much stuff. In fact, I'm gonna go back to articles if I may, please. And
sure. Sure.
And because I just have so much information. Okay, I was finishing up during the break. I was mentioning this article about Bill de Blasio. Of course, he's the mayor of New York City. His wife has 14 staffers paid $2 million by you, the taxpayer, as New York City deals with budget crisis. You cannot make this stuff up. Next article, what role will cryptocurrencies play during the Great Reset? Well, I'll tell you one thing. If it is a centralized government run, and that means under the guise of the IRS, the Federal Reserve, U.S. Treasury, the Bank of International Settlements, the IMF, International Monetary Fund, doesn't matter. It's basically going to be you're pretty much a serf in the caste system, okay? Unless you're willing to sell out the little people by being indoctrinated into breads and circuses, or you're willing to dumb down our children, or you're a proponent of divide-and-conquer strategies. Next article. The media gaslighting isn't working. Most say protests have become riots. New high in support for police. We better have a new high in support for police because we're going to go the way of the Nazis and USSR and Stalin and the Bolshevik Revolution. We're going to have some type of law enforcement, but they're going to be bought and paid for, sold to the highest bidder, usually in the category of mercenaries. Next article, BitChute is next, how big tech is coming for alternative platforms that do not censor free speech. You're not supposed to censor free speech. That's why it's called free speech. That's why we've had over a million combat soldiers die for our privilege to have free speech, to have freedom and liberty. And I wish the show was longer, but I have to move on. Next article, DNC's virtual crowd was applauding Kamala, includes three duplicated people. You can't make this stuff up. They can't find enough people in the virtual crowd to sit there and applaud, so they had to duplicate people three times. This is how they hide things, folks. They want to make sure that people cannot see what the real truth is. They want to get rid of rallies so we can't see how very few people show up to a Democrat rally. Everything is manufactured for perception purposes. Next article. Obama State Department official destroyed records at Christopher Steele's request. See, it's so hard to get arrests and indictments today because the people at the top are corrupt. We have all this proof that Hillary Clinton and the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, paid for Christopher Steele's P dossier. Everything is made up. Everything is manufactured. Everything. Next article. Mainstream media totally silent when Obama removed thousands of U.S. postal boxes. See, when Barack Obama or the Democrats do it, it doesn't get tagged. There's no light shined on it. But they just make things up. Oh, President Trump's throwing immigrants in the cages when Obama built the cages. You know, everything that they do, they blame on us. And they do it tenfold. And they tell us how to behave when they are given exemptions with different rules, laws, and accountability for themselves. Next article, Herschel Walker blasts Democrat convention. You are playing the race card too much. I believe Herschel Walker has been friends with President Donald Trump for like 37 years, and he just came at the RNC and said how President Trump is not a racist. And President Trump received all these awards from all these activists over the years, basically how he included them in the job and that he's not racist. You know, it's unbelievable. Hillary says Trump poses clear and present dangers to our freedom. Hillary Clinton, who sold 20% of our uranium to Russia. I mean, these articles are getting so stupid, I can barely pronounce the titles. Bette Midler said, Midler, pardon me. My eyes are going, folks. Bette Midler says, F you, Trump. You know the F word that rhymes with duck? You'll never get close to Joe Biden's DNC speech. CNN's Tapper says, one of the best speeches Biden ever delivered. See, folks, they don't care about what you deliver in policy or deliver to the people regarding equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity, all the words that really mean something. These words are all hijacked by the Democrat Party in order to take the inequality of the money from the bottom 93% and give it to the top 1%. Jerry Seinfeld says that he defends de Blasio's New York while he lives in an 18,000-square-foot mansion, I believe that's what I read, in the Hamptons. See, people who don't practice what they preach, folks, should not get a microphone. This is why we need practice what you preach laws, because hypocrisy and double standards need to come to the forefront. Next article. Ethicist recommends drugging people with morality pills in the water supply to make them wear masks. Well, we just went over the efficacy and functionality of masks. They want to drug you so they can make you submissive, maybe make you sterile. Basically, you do it just like universal basic income. You do what we tell you and we'll give you some money. That's what it's all about. Next article, it's okay for people to loot in person, but not vote in person. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't do it. I mean, a Twilight Zone comedy writer could not come up with some of this stuff. Next article, climate change alarmist Harrison Ford flies son to college on a private jet. So you're complaining publicly about climate and climate change and global warming, and then you fly your son to college on a private jet. Again, hypocrisy and double standards. UK police raids child's birthday party due to COVID-19 restrictions, but fail to contain Islamic celebrations. This is in the UK. This will never happen in America. Oops. Look at the next article. Democrat Sarah Gideon of the state of Maine shot down legislation. I'm going to say this really slow because you're not going to believe me. Sarah Gideon of Maine shot down legislation to ban female genital mutilation because she called it racist. I hope me pausing in silence said it all. The feminists are saying we must abolish the family to have a feminist future. Folks, I know you think that some of these articles I come up with are made up, but I promise you they're all verified and published in the public domain. I know it seems impossible, but it's true. Next article. Epstein bragged about his Bill Clinton friendship to a 15-year-old girl. Next article, Amazon censors anti-Kamala items, but Amazon allows effing Trump apparel. Again, that F word that rhymes with duck. Can't make this stuff up. I mean, you could really make like sitcoms out of this stuff. Next article, eyewitness says as many as 20,000 unverified absentee ballots counted in Detroit primary. Oh, yeah. Let's have absentee ballots become legitimate. It will delegitimize voting in America overnight. Vince, I know when I mention some of these articles, you must be in the background either cringing or trying to hold back laughter.
No, I've read them. No, I've read them.
I'm right up with you.
I've read these articles.
How do you believe that we're living in America right now, Vince?
Well, when I was in high school, none of this would make any sense. When I was at the university, none of this would make any sense. You mentioned de Blasio's, Mayor de Blasio of New York City's wife and her staff of 14 people. I'm still stuck on Well, Rich, how much do you pay your speechwriter? You know, so that you can, because you know you're on the radio worldwide. How much do you pay your speechwriter?
You're listening to my speechwriter right now. I'm the one that does reading and research.
I know that. I know that. And when I would travel, you know, the country and get on stage, I wrote my own material. Okay, I wrote my own. I know you wrote your own and write your own, and I still write my own. Well, the speechwriter for de Blasio is paid $117,000 a year. Now, she has a senior advisor as well. That's $150,000 for her. For the senior advisor, and then $143,000 for a year for a public relations director, and she has a special assistant that makes $115,000. That's just four of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, $115,000 is the low salary there. That's an enormous salary.
Yeah, well, media propaganda, Hegelian dialectic, subliminal messaging and professional wordsmithing is in demand. How are they going to come up with all this race baiting and divide and conquer and manage perception, pity, guilt, and ideology in order to sway public opinion?
And if you think about it, Class, a speechwriter, okay, at $117,000 a year, that's because the mayor can't think for himself, okay? He doesn't know enough words in order to say what he thinks he should say. So he has someone else tell him what he should say and write the words for him. And then he reads it. Now think about that. So you hire a guy that can't even communicate without hiring another guy to do it for him. That's really what's happening. It's unbelievable that these people can't think for themselves, and yet they have the highest positions in the land. And worse than that, they tell us what to do.
And look at all those poor businesses boarded up.
Yeah, and they've run the ship aground. That's what they've done. Throw them all out. This election.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
It's outrageous that they can't write their own notes, stand up in front of a group and say what they've got to say and be able to defend it. They just read what someone else wrote and they have no idea what they really said, and they have no idea of enacting what they just promised. That's what happens. Rich Even?
Well, yeah, just like when I talked about the beginning of the show, I talked about like reparations and welfare and UBI, universal income, and you know, basically everything is going to come into question because there's no validity in when you're charging the taxpayers through taxes or inflation to hire a speechwriter just to create words. Again, everything comes in question. Now you have questions about value. You have questions about work legitimacy. You have questions of rule of law. You know, it's basically everything is done to give the perception so they can monitor behaviors. But what we're doing is we're not holding their feet to the fire. You know, we're giving free lunch to the elite by not saying anything. So this is why, you know, silence is deadly at this point. This is why the silent majority needs to speak up and talk about everything that's happening, because there's no legitimacy in anything, no legitimacy in work. You know, when I was told, remember, from GlaxoSmithKline that I couldn't have that job because I wasn't female, despite my record. Vincent, you know, this is the last few minutes of the show. I sent you a few years ago a big, thick stack of my awards, my numbers, my sales quotas, you know, being number one in the nation for a product. Do you remember reading some of that? And can you tell the audience what you thought about my job performance, which at the end meant absolutely nothing?
Plus, I received a stack of it was Rich Eben's dossier from his work experience in the pharmaceutical industry. And it was 8.5 by 11 sheets, and it was praise after praise after praise, exemplary performance. And it was really his report card, an inch thick, actually probably over an inch thick. And I read every page, and I put it back in the envelope and sent it back to him. I read it. I'll tell you what, if you had a person working for you that was like Rich Eben, you'd be doing really well. And here's why Rich has been on the air so long with me. Not only did he do that before he met me, he continues to do that same kind of work right now. He doesn't get paid for it. He calls me. I call him. We talk off the air, and of course we talk on the air. And we discuss some of the things that are happening, what's our take on it. And he's always prepared. Always prepared. And when he's not going to be on the air, I get in advance, like a month in advance, when he is going to be changing his schedule. And he tells me. And he makes sure that I know. And then he makes sure to remind me to make sure that I know. What I'm saying is, if he were an employee, he would be the standard by which all other employees would be judged. No kidding. No kidding. I mean, literally, he's on time. He's prepared. He never says, I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, I don't know. That never happens. He's always prepared. Always.
Well, I appreciate
it. And I think there's several reasons. Well, it's true. And I think there's several reasons for that. I think that's a work ethic that's ingrained in you. It's in your DNA. It's been nurtured to be the standard at which it is now. And that's the way when guys our age were coming up, we thought that if we worked harder, better, you know, performed better for the team, we would rise within the team. We wanted to do the right thing all the time. We wanted to be the best we could be. And that's what Rich is. He's outstanding. And is so outstanding that I know that if something happens to me 0.3 of a second before the broadcast and I get knocked off the air, which has happened, I know the broadcast class is going to continue fine and I don't have to worry about it at all. Now think about it like this. Think about you've been working on a project for 10 years. Okay? Do you want to have it destroyed in a second? Do you want that to happen? That's kind of what's happening around Donald Trump. The rug's being pulled out from under him. I don't have to worry about that. Not with Rich Sheeban. So those are my comments, Rich.
Well, I appreciate it, Vince. America used to be about making a good life for yourself through hard work, proven results, and qualifications. Now, prosperity, now it's about your victim group or protectionist group status.
Yeah, it's about me first.
Work has been delegitimized. Thank you for being here, folks. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the kind words, Vince. Wish we had more time.
They're well earned. That's above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.